We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win! Heat win, a big one. Listen, don't even let that final score fool you. Bunch of bullshit Tatum and Kemba points at the end of the game. This was a blowout. It was the beatdown. I said on, I think it was Saturday night show or Friday night show, I don't know, it was one of the shows I was drunk, that these two games against the Celtics, I guess I'm drunk most of the game. Now, these two games against the Celtics were about taking a wounded animal behind the woodshed and blowing their heads off with a shotgun. The Heat have done it two games in a row. They have relegated the Celtics to, I think they're in the playing game where they're dangerously on the precipice. The Heat are completely avoiding the playing game with tonight's win. They are firmly cemented in no lower than sixth place. This is a huge win, especially because they did it without Jimmy Butler in the second half. Jimmy got poked in his eye. Should have been a flagrant two. They should have just canceled the fucking game. But no, crooked-ass refs let the game keep going. Jimmy sat out the second half. And in the second half, your Miami Heat went into a third quarter and pulled away behind guys like Hero starting in that second half. 24 points for him, 17 points for Goran, which he did a lot of that in the fourth quarter where he decided that he was just going to turn into Dame Lillard because driving time after time is too hard and he doesn't like getting hit as much. So he just said, forget it. I'll shoot from 30, 40 feet. You had Bam Adebayo do Bam Adebayo things like Duncan Robinson in the third quarter. Absolutely amazing. Completely in his bag. Doing things we didn't know he had any business doing. It was just a tremendous win, a tremendous game, and it looks like the Heat are rounding into form right at the nick of time. All right, so go ahead. Bring me out, Brass. My name is Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954, and you are tuned into the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. By the way, go ahead, go to shop.miamiheatbeat.com and get your Hangover Time merch, your Miami Heat Beat merch, your Tiffany Meeks Fuck Them Numbers merch, your LSO podcast merch, everything you need, we got there for you. Also, if you're watching the replay on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, you lazy bastards. We appreciate the shit out of you, but if you subscribe, we'll appreciate you even more. What's happening here? Oh, I'm getting hit with a Burger King ad on my ESPN site. I'm sorry. I'm like, who the fuck is talking about onion strings?
Maybe you're hungry.
Yeah, I am starving, by the way. I'm doing intermittent fasting. I ate at like 4 o'clock. So like if there was a Heat loss tonight, you would have seen a hangry Alf, which is not a fun Alf at all. But anyway, Let's find out what everyone's drinking, Braz. Brass, before we get into it, I would like you to hit everybody one time in honor of Moose with the playoff drip drop.
Woo! Gonna hit him one time with a playoff drip drop.
I feel like I might have, I'm like approaching him with the amount of times I've said that this season, and that makes me very uncomfortable.
He just needs to be audible. Not a fan of that. I need,
you just need to clip the sound.
Yeah, that's what we do. We need to make it a drop.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But Frankie, what are you drinking tonight?
I got a little red wine. I think it's a Pinot. I don't remember what I bought, but it's in my. You guys keep making fun of it, Baby Yoda. Let's go.
Hold up.
What?
Brass, take him out.
All right, we need to get this man some things.
Come on, man.
We need a GoFundMe for some glassware, man. Come on.
No G to pay me.
You're a grown ass man.
Get this man a solo cup or something.
Hell nah. No,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, like at least a solo cup. That's.
I mean,
man.
Frankie, you don't bring no girls to your crib, do you?
My girl's right here, actually.
Okay, tell her to get you some glassware. God damn it. Frankie, your bed on the floor, ain't it?
Nope.
Anyway, Tiff. What?
he said you land on the box springs.
He drink like a college dude straight out of college, like a frat boy with random ass cups. I bet all his plates mismatch.
Nope.
Ain't got two forks that match. They all from local all diners.
That's all wrong. I just gave him my diners. I left my wine glasses when I left Miami.
Listen, I don't believe you. You need some kind of proof that you're not living foul. You're like one of those IG models with clothes on your floor and your box spring on the carpet. I don't want to hear it. Frankie, you're done. You're Moose in a tiny apartment now.
No, absolutely not. I got two floors, man.
Oh.
Look at that flex. Yeah. Someone said Alpha has some nerve. Yes, I'd be drinking.
Yes, Quez, you do need to buy some subs so I can get some wine glasses.
Yes, please. The more subs, the more fucking glassware this motherfucker.
Please. Hangover time wine glasses.
Please help Frankie.
Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
Oh, I'm back on it. I stopped with the Tito's and I don't know what happened. So I got to get back on it. We Tito's and we win. Alf, what you drinking?
Tito's and we win. I can't drink. If I drink dark liquor, we lose. Like I said, I feel like that's racist. It's not right. I feel like karate has something to do with that situation. Mm. See what I did there? Mm. But yeah, so we had them Tito's and Sprite.
Woo! Shout out to Quez.
Quez with the subs?
With a lot of subs.
Damn, good job. I guess you got to do it again, Brass.
Oh my God, again? I'm doing this thing?
We're going to hit Quez one time with a drip drop. Drip drop. Da, da,
da, da. Goddamn. Hairball. Quez what gave out 10 tonight, subs. Brad?
10 subs, yeah.
Good shit, Jesus. Quez.
Yeah.
That was my awesome. Man. Thank you.
Goat.
What you drinking, Brad?
All right. Well, so I looked up. I was trying to find something. I was like, I want to drink something that I haven't tried yet. So I found, I think, the perfect drink for tonight. Simple three-ingredient cocktail. It's gin, green chartreuse and lime juice, and it's called a green ghost because we killed these motherfuckers. Yeah.
That's it. Talk your shit, out, man. Brad.
Talk your shit, Brad.
Talk your shit. I just put up my ticker and I had 43 assists for Tyler Hero, which would be fucking fantastic if that was the case.
Is that what you put up there?
Yeah, I don't think that's. But it's better than Jason Tatum's stat line tonight.
Holy shit. Woo!
Did y'all see that one? Did
you guys no, see what that? Was it? His ass was asleep.
he put the stat guy to sleep with that shit.
That was actually on TNT. Wait, TNT killed it tonight, by the way.
Yeah, they legit killed it. That was terrible.
No, they actually killed basketball.
Yeah, they killed basketball.
Were they watching the same shit I was watching?
Yeah.
Like, they were calling trips on guys that there was no trip. I mean, completely missed the fact that Spo was mad because he didn't get a challenge. Said Spo was mad. Like, it was. I was like, Are y'all paying attention to the game? Fuck is y'all doing?
No, what? The best part was when they said, I think it was Grant Hill. He's like, oh, Boston's playing a little bit too much one-on-one. That's not the way to beat this Heat team. Have you not watched them all season? No. That's how they play.
Yeah.
My turn, your turn. My turn, your turn.
Well, I just got so tired. Just like the bias there is so nuts because it'd be like, you know, when the Heat score, be like, oh, Tyler Hero, Goran Dragic, Jimmy Butler. But then it'd be like, oh, Marcus Smart. Yes.
They let out wow. Yes on a Tatum three. I was like, is this a Celtics broadcast? I mean.
So tiring, man.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Siobhan, we didn't get to you. What are you drinking tonight?
What's up? Got some Robert Mondavi, the Sauvignon Blanc, and some Jack and ginger beer.
Siobhan in playoff form already. The rest of us are trying to catch up. Frankie, speaking of playoff form, last season, Goran Dragic, and a lot of times he would lead those second units. There was a lot of games where, you know, you just kept it close. Jimmy Butler brought you home in the end. But lately, over the last three or four games, the Heat bench, which we have been berating and talking so much shit about, you know, recently has, I mean, just been dominant. 41 points from Hero and Dragic alone. Deadman comes in. Deadman gives you, I mean, we all know what Mr. Deadman gives me. We'll get to that a little bit later. Andre, he had a drive tonight. He was 1-for-1. He didn't shoot any threes, which is That's a win. Need. Like, it is a win when he shoots no threes. His defense was good. He had a couple of them patented Iggy swipes. The bench unit for this team, I feel like, is the entire difference, is why we feel a whole lot different. If this was just Jimmy and Bam giving you 50 to 60 points every single night and squeaking out wins by two, it'd feel a lot different than having multiple guys in double digits every game, multiple guys showing up.
Contributions, man. It's something about that building where white people just feel good. All of our white guys shot the fuck out of the ball this series.
Correct.
Holy shit. Correct. Goran and Tyler combined for 9 threes. Duncan just chips in another 5. Kendrick Nunn, I didn't even feel like he had a great game. 18 points on 11 shots. That's a fucking phenomenal efficiency
seven
game.
For 11, I mean.
Like, come on. We just cooked Boston. Spo has this guy, Bad Stevens, number. He fucking, they just know where to hit them. They know all the weak spots of the defense. This team is fucking figured out Boston all the way through. This is Boston does not want to see us anymore for the rest of the fucking season.
Hell no.
For the rest of the next season either. Jason Tatum's going to have fucking nightmares of Bam Adebayo.
Because he's sleeping.
I can't wait till tomorrow, either locker room or Heat Beat podcast, because I want to talk about Bam putting Tatum in jail a few times. Duncan block. I mean, and the broadcast didn't even say anything about Duncan blocking fucking Tristan Thompson at the rim.
He's like he missed a layup.
Yeah. Oh, he missed a reverse dunk. No, he didn't. Motherfucker got his shit sent by fucking Duncan Robinson. Like, Duncan Robinson denied Tristan a few times at the rim.
This was I would say this was Duncan's best game.
Something the Kardashians never do. I'm sorry. Oop. Let's go to talk more of phrasing. Duncan. If Duncan, we'll talk your name. You have Duncan Robinson. Pay that man. Talk about Duncan's third quarter where he was not just a three-point shooter. He used that gravity to his advantage. All these small guys, all these small defenders they keep trying to put on him. Duncan has finally said, y'all going to keep putting Oompa Loompas on me. I'm taking their ass to the hole. Phrasing.
Yo, that was good. His offense is going to be what it's going to be. That man can shoot. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's the defense tonight. The defense tonight had me sitting back thinking, do I need to write a check to help keep this motherfucker?
GoFundMe.
Because he used, I don't know how tall he is, but he used his entire frame tonight on defense. On all the switches, he put body on Tristan Thompson. I mean, like, yo, he was out there straight defending and talking shit. That's what I like. He didn't back down. He played hard on both ends. Yo, pay that man.
Pay that man. And yes, the talking shit to Marcus Smart.
Yes.
Was my favorite part of the game, Siobhan. Like, we know from Jimmy that Duncan Robinson don't take no shit. He said it in the first practice. He told Jimmy, don't you dare go under a screen on me. That's Jimmy Butler. I think people who don't watch the Heat don't understand. Like, when Duncan hits that big three, that motherfucker is talking all the way back down the court. Mm-hmm. I mean, and not just his defense, but what about the offensive game? Putting more, I mean, all the way in his bag, doing more, getting into the paint, dishing it off, floaters, you know, the mid-range. I never understood why he didn't incorporate any mid-range. Noticing that they were in the bonus with about 8 minutes left in the third and getting to the free throw line over and over again.
Yep.
Like, give me a little bit about his offense tonight.
The progression of his whole game this season has been, like I've said it a few times, it's been one of my favorite things to watch. Tiff talked about, you know, his defense and I'm going to talk about, like you said, Alf, his offense. He's reading defenses so much quicker. And he's making the right decisions off of those reads. He is picking his spots, knows when he's being overplayed, knows when to go backdoor, is using his frame offensively also, using his leverage at the rim, using the rim to protect the ball. I have a play where he makes a beautiful read to Kendrick on that cut. You know, the mid-range is – I still don't think it's – that's the next, you know, kind of frontier, I think, is for him to unlock. He's gotten to the rim. He's gotten to the rim a lot better, more consistently. I think once he finally, like, masters or gets, like, a firmer grip of what he wants to do and what he can do just by his gravity, the way that he is moving now, his, like, quick twitch, his first step is surprisingly quick. He blew by LaMelo a couple games ago off the first step. He's been a joy to watch. Like you said, his defensive maturation and just like the steady progression. It's really hard to get good at a thing and then to get better at other things, but then get better at other things while maintaining the first thing that you were good at. He's gotten so much better in season. I think that's a testament to his work and that he wants it. He has that mentality. He has the swag. People think, you know, Tyler's the swaggier of the two, and you can debate it, you know, which way.
Man, I've spoken to them both.
You know, you can debate which way you prefer your white boy swag, but I.
Yes.
It's white boy summer.
Too much.
ankle season. Wait, no.
No, don't shut up, Alf. not on this.
I found show. I found something for Tiff, so we can get it going for Duncan.
Listen, pass the plate.
We're gonna pass the plate around all of his Twitter.
The plate.
Listen,
pass the plate like you.
We need subs, guys.
Hey.
But before we one more time, gonna come up short.
That's what Mr. Damon gets to running.
Right. Ooh, left my wall in the car.
Now we got half a season contract. Before we go any further, the chat has been talking about Bam's post-game comments.
What is it?
And I believe you got those, Brass.
Yeah, I pulled them up. So here we go.
That weak Frodo.
Hey, man, it's getting me defensive player of the year. So,
ooh.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Ooh, let's talk about it before you go.
Let's
before you go.
Talk about it.
Go ahead and put a bid out there for defensive player of the year. Man, why should you, Bam, get defensive player of the year?
I do everything on defense, and I'm going to walk out on that one.
Oh, shit.
They are.
Woo.
There we go.
Say it with your chest, big fella.
Right? God, Bam.
He wasn't playing around. Well, speaking of we have to play the game right now.
Cute.
Because you like that transition? I'm nothing if not a professional.
It's getting better. Only took him 60 something games.
Yeah, I know. I'm in rounding the playoff four, man. Listen.
He's getting healthy. He's finally healthy.
Them protocols got me early.
Get your stride.
So we have our play of the game, and this is just because I hate Marcus Smart, and my man Tyler was in his bag on him tonight. Cause they was chirping, they was fighting on the rim. Look at this. Oh no, I'm go right. Nah, bitch, going the other way. Look,
bring it back.
The bet. Look, Smart pretended that he was switching on the debt.
Bitch. Yeah,
Marcus dumb.
Fucking switch.
Get out of my face. Believes you.
You know he wasn't going.
You wasn't switching on the Deadman. He grabbed Deadman's waist like, no, that wasn't me.
That man made a whole right turn.
Going right.
Whole left
no,
turn.
I'm not. Ooh.
Nope. I got you.
Cross up by Lloyd Christmas.
And I don't even know who that other man is. Is that Grant Williams?
Yeah, it was Grant Williams.
He pointing matter. That Grant Williams on the way back. That's your man. Man, no, it's not.
I hate that.
You got posted up by a dude with a bowl cut. I mean, crossed over. By a dude with a bowl cut. Oh, he can't even go back home.
Put that back on my screen. Is that my first time seeing that? Show me that again.
Yeah, say good night, mate.
Holy hell.
That's the most annoying sound in the world.
Drip drop.
Brass, are we ready for Bonds breakdown?
I feel we're scaring away. We have some new viewers tonight. Like, I promise we don't do that too often. The drip drop thing.
Don't lie to them.
Yeah, often enough. Much, don't we? It's a good time though. Stay.
Yeah. Stay. Stick around. Stick around. I guess.
Stick
better.
Around.
The more we do it, the drunker we get. So it's all good. Now for a good breakdown, instead of that shit that I do, Brass, are we ready for Bonds breakdown?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hold on. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
We got a few here, couple defense to start, and a few offense to finish it out. Go ahead, Brass. Well, just some stuff that that sticks with me. Right. This was my issue. What did you just say, Alf?
I said, look at Duncan.
Play it one more time, Braz. I don't know what their pause. So Kendrick should have been working his way this way a little bit sooner, just like a snap sooner. But I don't know what their philosophy is for who they're helping off of and where they're supposed to rotate back to. Because this is a long-ass distance to ask Duncan to make. And he gives you fantastic effort in doing it. Go ahead, Brass. But, like, in giving you all that effort, he's going to close out, pause. Bad positioning. Understandable, I guess. I personally, you know, I still want you to be a little bit more, you know, disciplined, even on a hard closeout. But he gave you effort. He got you there. Go ahead. And, you know, they end up missing the shot. They recover well for themselves. And this is a team that recovers well for each other defensively. But we shoot ourselves in the foot so often to force us to have to recover and to fix it. Go ahead, Bryce. What was this? Up here. Oh, okay. This one wasn't much. Tyler, again, someone who historically is not a good defensive player, still is not. Pause. So, my issue here was with Tyler and kind of Gorn. I think, yeah, that's Gorn back there.
Yeah,
Tyler stumbles a bit here. He corrects his footwork, recovers. If he would have recovered a little bit harder, I think he could get this tip. He doesn't. Go ahead. Pause. Gorn didn't bump that cut. Gorn didn't do anything to move Marcus off of his track, off his path, but then also didn't offer anything else kind of in this recovery. He's just here. He should have been, you know, chasing back out a little bit ago. Go ahead. So then Iggy has to come. So then the rotations are, you know, makes a shot, thrown off. We start wrong in the beginning, and then we don't do the things early in the defense to correct it. Go ahead. And then just some... I don't know why number 11 grabbing his ass. I didn't see that. Offense. Pause. So there was a graphic about, you know, where the team generates most of their shots from, and is overwhelmingly the right side of the floor. Run this again, and this is just the instance of, you know, one of those times. Start it from the beginning, Bryce, if you can. This is where the action actually begins. Bam's the trigger guy. Tyler runs his, then wheels right, pause. At like five, you're taught, don't bring your defense to your, you know, fellow offensive eight. We're fortunate in that Bam is as skilled as he is. This is what the setup is. This is what they have them do. Go ahead. Bam tries to force a pass. It's a good look, but it's too tight of a window. And I just, you know, we generate a lot of good stuff. We can go to the next one. We generate a lot of stuff, but we're overwhelmingly on one side of the floor. It drives me nuts sometimes. Last couple. He should have stepped to that pass. I just like the action. Trevor had him sealed for a long enough period of time that I think Bam could have made the pass. It's Kimba. Like, he's overzealous a lot. He's going to try to be scrappy, you know, post him up. I don't have an issue posting Trevor up. I don't want to see Goran trying to post people up. That's just my personal preference. And then last one.
Siobhan, did the Heat win?
This is just stuff that I picked out. I could, what do you want me to just, this is what I was talking about.
There we go.
No, anyway, this is some of the stuff that I was talking about Duncan's maturation and him recognizing, pause. Great cut, Kendrick paying attention, fantastic cut. The way that how smooth Duncan was when he made the pass, he recognized automatically because them idiots were wrong defensively. It's four of them over there. It's three of our people over there. Like, they were fucking up, but Duncan is recognizing it in a varied ways. Take me out. They played a good game, damn. But still, there's stuff that, you know, we can always be better at. But I'll give them their flowers where they deserve them. They look good. Mm-hmm. They do look good. And I agree, fake Duncan.
Yep. No, the chat was just like, what the hell happened? Did we win or lose? Listen, we're always going to hold the Heat to a higher standard. That's just what we do over here. But no, we also going to celebrate. And I have a question for Brass.
Yeah.
Are you fooled yet? Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm into it. I'm into it. Yeah. Let's fucking go. Because there are things that this team has shown us recently. This team, the Celtics, needed this win tonight, just like we needed this win. Jimmy goes out, and they still took care of business in the second half. So we have been saying that certain players, listen, you need to be able to win without certain people playing extensive minutes. And so recently they were able to rest Goran, and what happened to Goran? Goran looks healthier. Mm-hmm. Tyler is out for an extended period of time because he was playing poorly. Yes, let's just call it like it is. If you thought that before Tyler Hero went out for an extended period of time that he wasn't playing like shit, you're wrong. But to his credit, he got the rest. And he looks good now. Not defensively, but honestly, everything else, he's looking really solid. So yeah, I feel like our health is rounding a corner. And we are now guaranteed a spot in the playoffs. So yes, let's fucking go. This is it. We're here.
I'm feeling that. Like, yeah, what's his face? Kemba was cooking Tyler a little bit. Somebody said it's to post Kemba. The next... Someone said to post the Knicks Lakers score, but it's okay. Listen, when
I hate having to root for the Lakers tonight. That kills me. But at least I don't need to. Lakers at least now. I don't need to.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Root for a LeBron James-led Lakers, so there's
exactly.
That.
LeBron tried to not fuck tonight. Us tonight by, oh,
yeah, he did.
Oh, I need one more game. Bitch, you try to stay out of the play-in. Asshole.
He ain't want that. He ain't want to see Orange Julius out there.
That's what happened. Or as what does Shaq would say, Zach Randolph?
Oh yeah, my God.
What are we doing with that show?
Fucking Gianni.
John, give me the fucking Knox.
Give me the fucking Knox. give you the fucking spell checker.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Knock you out, boss man.
I'm done. I'm done. We could have just ended the show with that. I'm done.
I thought that was inside that I knew nothing about.
As far as Tyler goes and as far as the defense goes, a lot of that you can take and you can be okay with when he gives you the offensive output. Where we were all pulling out our hair, and I quite literally pulled out all of mine, is when he's going 2 for 11, or three for 13, giving you 8-9 points and giving up 35 on the other end. When his output is, because like if you've noticed, as the Heat continues, as their offense gets better, they're giving up a lot more points. You can live with that if you're getting that kind of production. I mean, this is 130 on Sunday, and what did they score tonight? 127, 129, 129. I mean, we haven't seen numbers like this back to back all season long. And what comes with that, of course, is your defense is going to slip. But you can't have it lopsided where you have guys out there who are supposed to be giving you numbers offensively, and you live with their bad defense, but they're not giving you any production. Right now, all their bad defenders are giving you good production. I mean, look at Nunn, Goron, Duncan, and Hero tonight. All of them, 18 points and up. I mean, this is what we've been waiting for and we've been asking for, and a lot of the stuff, Frankie, that we saw in the bubble last year.
Yeah, it's little things, man, and credit to Tyler and Duncan. They've made huge strides defensively and Nunn as well, especially within the season. Siobhan mentioned Duncan's progress during the season defensively. Tyler and Nunn have done a lot better too. Nunn is no longer getting stuck to every screen he sees. Only like 20% of every screen he sees. And Tyler's getting better at being in position. He just has to learn that he's 6'4 with a 6'4 wingspan, and he's not going to block every shot at the rim. And he's getting in position to take charges and make better anticipation reads there in those ends. But they're contributing on offense. Finally, they're taking good shots. They're not forcing the issue. They're making good reads. They're cutting to the basket hard, getting the ball, finishing around the rim. All those guys are doing all of that. So it's not just Kendrick can't hit a three tonight. He's no good on offense. Duncan's covered. He's not bringing anything to the table. You know, like you said, Tyler didn't take a free throw today, and he still was extremely efficient because he was getting to his spots, getting in rhythm. And I definitely think he was hurt when before he took that time off, because his misses were going left and right. Mm-hmm. And that's usually a balanced thing. You know, the straight shooters, the really elite shooters are going to miss you long or short, never to the side like that. And he was missing all over the place. So
it was a haircut.
Yeah, the haircut definitely balanced everything off for him. So I'm happy with the team.
Right now you got a 9-man rotation. I think we've figured out what it is, right? Which is a good sign going to the playoffs. Like, you need we needed to know, okay, who are we counting on night in and night out? Even with Jimmy being hurt in the second half, Spo wasn't playing with no Struce or Vincent or KZ. He was like, I got my 9 guys. Jimmy's out. Okay, that means I have 8. Like, I'm not – Spo is in playoff mode. I mean, you see what it's like when this team is trying to win. And one of those – it's funny that 2 of the 9-man rotation were bagging groceries in mid-January. Hmm. And so one of those guys is our favorite, our show, our show – the soul of our show, if you will. Mr. Deadman. So here's Mr. Deadman's garage.
My favorite, though, is that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something, you go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? What you got, a flimmer? Yeah, bring that around here for 4 o'clock. There ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. I used to work out the plant 15 goddamn years. I put a car right on there for you, nigga. Just bring me back a pair. Boy, you know what, boy? You look like your goddamn daddy. You don't look like you leave.
So once again, chef's tip, of course, to that grass. Mr. David was putting it in that work. So we got a couple of Mr. Devin plays, but all the way it, you know, he don't got a toolkit. He still has that big red toolkit on wheels in his garage. So once again, this is Mr. Devin getting the and one. And what we've talked about it so much, he lies in wait. He is just a smart player and just like timely cuts to the basket. And Brass, I don't know if you cut it off right after, but Jimmy was fired up after this shit. He loves playing with Deadman. Because look how, look at that shit. Just sneaking right behind the defender. It's like 3, 4, 5 times a game. He's getting those easy layups. He loves it. Off of that, just that just patient cut to the rim. Just common sense basketball. All right, so that's the first one. Let's go to the second one, Brass. I don't remember what I called out here. No, this is, Mr. Deadman working at the three-point line. Once again, just lying in wait, patient, 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 patient. There he is. Yes. I mean, it's honestly sometimes it's like the defense forgets about him. Because he's just, look at him. Just, first of all, look at that pivot. I mean, that's old school right there.
Right.
It's a damn shame.
And watch him. Everyone just forgets about Deadman, and bam, there he is. Just being all of 7 foot. Nothing fancy about this man.
He jumped 2 inches off the ground.
But think about it. Just smart. Just raising your hand. Calling for the ball. Like, that's just the smartest thing. When you put your hand up.
Well, the thing is, everybody else was in their bag tonight. Mr. Deadman don't carry no bag. We got what Mr. Deadman carries.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, I got that. Guaranteed culture. Mr. Deadman was all the way in his toolbox. God, if we were to get sued, what a t-shirt.
Fuck yes.
We ain't getting away with that one.
Well, speaking of someone who doesn't know what tools are, Grant Hill tonight during the broadcast, this is what he said about the Heat.
And right now, Miami just sort of clamping the screws here defensively.
Clamping the screws.
Oh, if Mr. Deadman heard that kind of shit.
I mean, oof. There's a clamping screw, but I don't think...
No.
That's not what he's talking about.
That's not what he meant. He don't know that.
That's rough.
He don't know.
He's never touched a fucking tool in his life.
He ain't never clamped a thing in his life.
Why would a tool touch a tool?
Take me out, Brett. Grant, didn't we all think Grant Hill was going to be better at this?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Everyone like he's such a great talker. You know what it is? They always think, you know, the light-skinned buddies who talk well are going to be great at this broadcast and shit. It ain't that easy. You also have to be interesting. Oh, Gator0700 says, Grant Hill made me miss Crotty. That is a hard fucking thing to do. Yeah. To make Crotty come off as the one with the personality? Holy shit.
You got to also have like a healthy nature about yourself.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
You got to have a healthy nature about yourself.
He's
never been healthy.
Clamping situation.
He hurt his ankle twice on the broadcast tonight.
Need Tamia, husband.
You need to clamp his ankles together.
I would have preferred if Tamia was calling the game. Hey,
leave it smoking.
So would I. I mean,
hey,
so would I.
I just thought he was going to be better at this. There's a lot of guys that you would think were going to be better, and then they show up and they are just not. Like I said, it's just not easy. Just okay, I'm well spoken. That doesn't mean you're going to be good at it. Shane Battier wasn't very good at it either.
But you also got to watch the teams.
Yeah,
you can tell Grant Hill don't watch shit.
Yes, that's the thing.
Well, yeah, and it's one thing to like not watch shit, but then also be a fucking bore when you do it.
Right.
Yeah. So there's nothing there. There's just
But you know what? He's not Chris Webber.
Hey, Schmidt's there.
Listen, right. Chris Webber at least has some presence though.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, I give him that.
It's awful presence.
Yeah, so right. You awful. At least know that you he don't said, like him. You
he said a whole lot of nothing
about Grant Hill.
You walk away from Grant Hill like did I like that? Was that enjoyable?
I mean it didn't really
Is
hurt.
It in yet? I mean, I'm sorry. That's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Dundon, little ding-a-ling from downtown.
Oh. God damn it. I always forget about that sound.
Brad, you almost took me out.
Excuse me?
Literally.
God damn it.
Take me out, Brad. I'm sorry. All right, so a little bit of a look ahead, because right now we don't know where the Heat are going to end up. They're in sixth place. They're tied. They're tied with the Hawks right now. Half a game behind the Knicks, pending tonight's game, pending tonight's outcome. So, do you guys have a preference? And I know what everyone's going to say. It's going to be the fifth seed or the fourth seed. But is it the Hawks, Knicks, or the Nets? Or like, let's take the Knicks out because I think we all want the Knicks if we had to choose. Frankie, Hawks or the Nets?
I'll take the Hawks. You got it. You got them with experience. They're a good team. They deserve to be there, but I still take the Heat over the Hawks.
I disagree.
I'm not gonna be
the Hawks scare the fuck out of me.
They scare me.
They scare the shit out of me.
They too young and they fast athletes. As hell. They what? Fast as hell.
They don't know they're supposed to be bad.
They don't know it.
They don't.
And I'm sorry. We don't have no speed to counteract their speed. We don't have it. I don't want to see the human eraser out there just fucking us up on the court.
Oh yeah.
Now of course I would rather see the Hawks than the Nets. Oh yeah, but that is true. We're not counting the Bucks. When it comes to either. I think people are discounting the Drew Holiday effect.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about the Nets for the first round.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them.
I mean, it's not over
Drew
yet.
Holiday.
They're only. I mean, it's one and a half games. It's probably over.
It's probably over.
But I don't want to see Drew Holiday. It's not like Bledsoe where you can just you can ignore him, you know, for most of the game. Like you ignore Drew Holiday, you fucked.
You're getting cooked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a much better defender, too.
So you said Hawks, Hawks, Nets.
Well, now, you know what, Brass is right. The Nets are 1.5 up on the Bucks. It's going to take
really,
a lot.
We're really talking Knicks.
Knicks, it's really Knicks or Bucks.
Knicks or Bucks, really. Knicks, that's what Bucks. It comes down to.
I take the Knicks.
I want the Knicks. I want the Knicks. I want to humiliate them.
Give me the Knicks.
And I think we will.
Only thing about the Nets, I expect all three of these motherfuckers to go down at one point in the series with the injury.
Kyrie just went down.
Oh, I do too.
Kyrie just went down tonight.
Yeah.
Kevin
Durant. It was a possible concussion. It's inconclusive with Kyrie, so we'll see what happens there. But
it's not the first time he's been hit in the head face area either.
Yeah.
I quietly say, give me the Nets, real quietly.
I quietly say that too. I do.
Over the Bucks. I'll take the Nets over the Bucks.
Say that shit in Braille.
But legitimately, for all the faults of the Heat this season, they can win. They could
beat
either,
anybody.
Any of those teams. Yeah. They
but
really
they could also lose to anybody.
Absolutely.
Yes, we know that too.
But it's nice. But sometimes you have a team that you're like, it's cool we made it this far, but we don't have a fucking prayer. But that's not this team. We can do it. And Jimmy is a fucking psycho. And Jimmy was playing like a fucking psycho tonight until he got poked in the goddamn eye. Marcus Smart, that stupid asshole.
Dirty fuck.
He should be
dirty ass player.
Is it me? Is my fear of the Hawks, is it the embarrassment of losing to them?
That's my fear.
Because like you lose to the Bucks or the Nets.
It's expected, right?
Well, because there's a chance you could lose to the Hawks. I still think it would be super embarrassing to lose hypothetically to the Knicks. It's not gonna happen though. I'm legitimately not afraid of the Knicks. Jesus Christ.
Someone said, is Kyrie's face round or flat? Jeez, after that elbow, who knows? But yeah, it's the whole idea of the embarrassment of being defending Eastern Conference champs and losing in the first round to Trae Young. That hairy lollipop looking motherfucker. Exactly. Like I will not sleep for weeks if we lose to Trae Young. And you know he's going to be talking that shit.
Would you rather lose to Dill Pickles or the Knicks?
Who's Dill Pickles?
Trae Young.
I call him the human eraser.
Look up Dill Pickles right now. And that's Trae Young.
Oh, from Rugrats.
Yeah. From Rugrats.
Oh, shit.
Would you rather lose to him or the Knicks?
I'd rather lose
Knicks. Oh, my God.
Ooh, Tiff, we live in New York. Live in New York.
Nah, I'd rather lose.
Because to me, it's still more embarrassing to lose to the Hawks.
I disagree.
No,
I'd rather lose to the Hawks.
They're worth something. The Hawks are a little bit worth something.
Yeah, at least more respectable. Like up and coming.
That's what I can give.
The thing is, but the way New York and their fans work, even if the Knicks are once again go back into just purgatory, just fucking just nothing patheticness for a decade from now, like they're still going to have that win against us. And I don't want them to have that.
Because
it doesn't fucking matter. We could win. Like, seriously, if they beat us this year in the first round, not going to happen. The fucking Knicks are not going to beat this team. But anyway, if hypothetically that happens and we could win the fucking finals next year and Knicks fans are going to be pounding their fucking chest and going, ha, yeah, but we beat you last year, motherfuckers. Ha ha. So we technically we're the winners this year. That's how it works.
Nah, son, we beat you, son.
They're awful.
Nah, B. Sorry.
And Atlanta fans don't exist, so that's
the thing. You don't have to fuck. We're not going to be fighting with Hawks fans on Twitter. There's none of them.
No.
They don't exist.
No. Exactly. I mean, and also, like, even if the Hawks, like, in some crazy otherworldly situation, won the fucking finals, no one's, like, jumping on the Hawks bandwagon.
Yeah, right?
No one is, like, no one's gonna give following a shit. The Hawks. I don't give a shit. That was clearly a fluke season.
But season was fake anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the amount of shit we're going to hear from Knicks fans, if they win if they win a game, holy shit, they might throw a parade, down Wall Street. But
confetti's coming down again.
The confetti's coming down for one. But if they win a series against the Miami Heat, holy shit. Like, we'll never hear that. All my friends are Knicks fans. I can't take it.
I mean, quite truthfully, we should get slandered should we lose in the first round to anybody. We are, regardless.
I mean, if it's the Bucks, we're going to get slandered. They're going to call us flukes. But at least you don't feel as bad about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
but listen.
It's Giannis and Drew.
If we lose in the first
If it's Randall and fucking RJ Barrett, Come on, man.
And you know they're going to be in your mentions. Apologize.
Hell yeah.
Apologize.
You don't have to retire the RJ bit.
Hell no. Dude, that shit going to be stronger than ever.
He got called up to the big leagues.
There's a skit on a Black Lady sketch show. And it's about like Negro League era, all like baseball. I just want you to, I'm going to put it in the group chat. I think you would die at it. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, a Black Lady sketch show, it's hilarious.
We should just play it instead of Hangover Time with the Knicks.
Shit.
Every time the Knicks win, we're just going to play Negro League highlights. Brass, don't worry, I'll get him.
Okay, thanks.
I'll clip.
I'm staying out of this shit.
I'm just going to call everybody Shoeless Joe.
Oh Knapsack Rick.
Jesus. Julius man. Sound like a Negro League name, but anyway.
What's RJ's real name?
Strike him out, Julius.
He what's can't RJ's hit you, Juju.
RJ's real name is Rowan.
A bitter drink.
Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan Alexander Barrett.
Yep.
Where did Jake come
Rowan
from?
Alexander.
Listen, Rowan Alexander. Yep.
He's a junior.
Yeah. Yep. First in his line.
His nickname on basketball. His nickname on Basketball Reference is Ducky.
Yep. Oh,
that do sound. Hit him with the curve, Ducky.
Hey, Ducky.
Ducky.
That boy, that Ducky.
Bring me home, hey, Ducky. Bring me home.
Bring me home, Ducky.
That boy,
now,
what you say now,
Ducky? What you say now, Ducky? Ducky, go ahead, Ducky.
Ducky got one pitch.
Oh my God.
If we get that series, it's just going to be laughter.
It's going to be jokes.
Oh, my God. I need it.
It's going to be all
jokes.
They're
not winning four games against this team. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen with Tibbs. Jimmy against Tibbs, I said it before. There's no fucking way Jimmy is going to lose a series against Tibbs. It's not going to happen. And Julius Randle, okay, get out of here.
And Derrick Rose? Come on, man. They're relying on Derrick
Rose, man.
Belly's going to be in shape by then, so he'll shit on Tibbs, too. He'll shit on Tibbs, too, just because it's Tibbs.
I don't think he's going to get in shape anytime soon.
I'm playing. I'm kidding.
Way in the future. Way in the future.
Long time over there. Way over there.
You're going to get that gastric bypass, maybe. That's about it.
Oh, my God.
Miami.
The one thing I will say about the three matchups is the Bucks and the Hawks have those bigs that can hurt the fuck out of them on switches. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want Brooke Lopez up, you know, banging down there with Kendrick Nunn. You don't want
John.
Yeah, bro. Either way, I don't want it. You don't want John Collins and Clint Capella down there. You know, that's why that Knicks matchup is, I mean, it would be super important. I don't think it's going to happen. Just because, man, the Hawks are rolling. They're playing well. And they're playing tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
I think the Hawks are playing well. I don't know. It's to me, the Hawks and Bucks have those guys that could hurt that switchy defense that they're doing.
They got the Wizards tomorrow. Yeah. I know Brad went down.
Brad ain't playing that game. He's missing the next two games.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, Russ. Oh,
Russ is gone.
It's all on
Russ. That's who they played yesterday, right?
Yeah. They almost came back and won that game.
Yeah, and then Westbrook got a triple double, and he's like, no, I'm good. That's all I wanted. That's all I came here for.
Fucking choked.
1 point. Lost by 1 point.
Oh, man. I want the Knicks just for the Taj Gibson, Dwayne Dedman jokes.
Listen, going forward, if we just played Dwayne 48 minutes, we're good.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to worry about the whole big situation.
You think he's got 48 minutes in the tank?
No. No, definitely not.
He's going to need a tune-up every game. Go to the bench, put some oil on his knees.
We know what tools he's going to use.
Slide some oil.
Lakers Knicks tied right now, by the way. Fucking so any of y'all know.
Fine.
But one thing about it, the way Tibbs is playing those guys, I don't know if they're going to make it through a whole series.
They ain't going to make it.
They're going to start Julius breaking down eventually.
38 minutes a game.
They're young, though. This is a stage where they
can't. Doesn't matter. Yeah, it yeah. Doesn't. That's what Tibbs does. He breaks down young players. I know. He didn't break down the old guys. He makes the young players old. That's his thing.
I saw an interview or whatever one of their most recent games where he talked about having to, like, adapt to a newer age, a younger type of, like, a changing culture of basketball. And I don't know if he has because, like you said, Julius is still averaging, 47.
He lied.
And Julius is trying to get that contract.
RJ playing. He's trying to get that max.
They gonna give Julius Randle a max, and I'm gonna die. Some Miami Heat beat in chat said Randle leads the league in minutes, and I believe last I checked, it was by 119 minutes.
Yep,
by a lot.
He got those Tib knees.
And guess who's third? RJ Barrett.
RJ. I mean, he built Ford tough, so just
that dude. He's as old school as they come.
He's in there playing 9 innings every game.
He's like, I used to play doubleheaders in the middle of summer. You talk about
Ford tough. He had them on the team.
My uniform was made of wool.
I walked to the game.
Just wearing a burlap sack out there.
Have you been seeing that meme of like that crazy ass suit that people have just been calling all different types of, like, it's a suit that's just dingy looking. It's like old dry linen, and people have just been calling it like all types of stuff. It's called like burlap sack, papyrus paper.
RJ used to walk to the game with his shoe flapping off the bottom.
RJ Barrett said, I used to do roofing all day and then go play a doubleheader.
Shit, yeah. RJ Barrett started playing with no shoes. What are you talking about?
RJ, an intern at Dwayne's shop.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.